Now, one of the things I've always hoped to ask you about is your friendship with Grace Paley. She's one of the writers who's interested me and inspired me the most. And you seem to share another thing with her, another quality, that writing rather than publication seems the thing. I remember Charlotte Sheedy telling the story once about going over to Grace's place and going through drawers looking for short stories to make up a new collection. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do, yeah. You know, she was always laughed when people criticized her for not publishing enough. She said, you know, do they follow me through my days and see what else I'm doing besides writing? I mean, I think for her, given her extraordinary political bent, her history politically, her father was considered a left-wing radical before the Russian Revolution, and the only reason he came to America was because on the Tsar's birthday, he freed the same number of prisoners that he had in his age. So he freed 40 people, and the only reason we have Grace Paley is because her radical father got out of prison thanks to the Tsar's age.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
So she was a total lefty. I mean, she had it bad. And all her work was about stopping the war in Vietnam, which she did. If any one person stopped it with protests, she did it every single week, you know, on the same street corner.
She came to New Orleans once with Robert Nichols and gave a reading at Loyola. And at the end of the reading, she marched out to the edge of the stage and she said, "So, anything going on? Any meetings? Any demonstrations?" And a few people got up and said, "Oh, there's a rally for this. There's a meeting for this." And then she walked right out to the very edge of the stage and shook her finger at everybody and went, "The rest of you have something for next time."
Oh, how great.
And that always seemed to me like, you know, words to live by from Grace Paley.
And offered with a lot of good cheer. And
yes.
I mean, that was what was so incredible. I fell on her stories. I just thought, these are the most mysterious and powerful crystalline formations.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't answering to any sort of beginning and middle and an end conventional definition, but I understood them, or some of them. So I, with the innocence of youth, I just rushed to study with her. And I managed to get to the right school and get into her class, and it was just fantastic. She gave me so much, and she conducted a class unlike anybody else I've ever seen or even heard about. Everybody seemed to be talking at once, but she would listen to all the conversations. She had an incredible ear. I'm literally, her hearing was better than almost anybody else's. And she would say, "Now, say what you're saying to everybody," and everybody would sort of pipe down. And, "Robert, how does that change what you were saying?" And that's how the class would begin. It was like a total free-for-all.
Wow.
And she would pull these silver lines out of the chaos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. A great gift for teaching.
So how do you decide when it's time to get ready for publication and to make that harvest, as you call it?
Yeah, thank you. My process is I write the first draft in longhand. I type it into my computer. I print it out with big margins and double spacing. I mark onto the page. I enter those changes. I do this hundreds of times. People don't understand what rewriting is. It's not rewriting once. It's re.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, "I rewrite to be reread." And so, in a literal sense, the piece is finished when I can read it straight through with a pen in my hand and not make a mark for a whole paragraph.
Wow.
It takes so much time before that happens because I have no fiercer critic of myself than I myself. It's like my mother used to use a broom straw with a cake to see whether it was done or not. You
yes.
put the straw in, and if beads come out, it's not cooked. If nothing comes out, it's done. So if I have pages with no ink on them, and it can stand free, that's God's way of telling me I'm close to the end.